You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 153, The Power of the Spoken Word. In today's show, we will discuss the power of the spoken word. This is a very important discussion that focuses on the creative force that moves through the words that come from your mouth. These words are used to create your reality because they draw into your experience their equal, their vibrational matches. The voice is a very powerful tool, and it must not be used unconsciously. It is dynamic, and it can be used to attract your desires or to manifest your deepest fears. The meaning of the word dynamic is a force that stimulates change. And so when you speak a word, you activate a powerful force that can change your life. As you become more aware of your words, you will soon realize that it's best to choose them wisely, only using those that you desire to see manifest. You should use the voice to draw the highest vibrations to you and not to create undesirable things in your life. You actually give birth to thoughts when you speak them, because in the process of vocalizing a thought, you activate it and begin to draw it to you. You send a frequency out into the universe and then attract the same vibration back to you. You are literally speaking it into being. Even if you can't see it, it is manifest in the universe on some level. You want to use affirmations when you speak as much as possible, declaring things the way you want them to be. Don't use your voice to reinforce unwanted conditions. Be aware of what you are saying and how you say it, because you are giving it life through speaking it. So make sure that it's something you want to experience, because if it's not, then you need to find higher vibrational words to use. When you grow in understanding, you become more conscious of the words that you use. You begin to realize just how powerful they really are, and you start to avoid the use of negative words because you realize that they are creating things that you don't want in your life. They are of a low vibration, and they can only attract low vibrational things to you. You have the power to create all that you desire, all that you can imagine, and nothing is impossible. You can heal yourself with your words. You can raise your vibration through the use of your words. They will affect you mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So use your power through your voice to transform your life in a positive way. Don't speak words that are self-destructive. We all know how negative words can cause hurt feelings and even destroy relationships. So through the use of your words, you have the power to heal your relationships and to raise the vibration within your body and all around you. Your words should reflect what you desire to manifest in your life, not what you don't want. Being unconscious of your words gives life to unwanted things and situations. When you begin to use positive affirmations, then you begin to use your power in a positive way to create wisely and thoughtfully the things that you want. I'm stressing the use of positive affirmations because I believe they are one of the most powerful ways to transform your life. Use your words to help you create what you really want. My desire in bringing this message to you today is to make you aware of or to remind you of the power of your words. Affirmations are used to draw what you want to you. They can be positive or negative. How often do you hear people affirm something negative? They say, "I'm broke" or "I'm sick." These are examples of negative affirmations, and those people will continue to create that condition in their life, because they are affirming it as if it is their reality, and it will continue to be their reality. When you use positive affirmations, you are making positive declarations that express your desires. You speak of that which you desire as if they have already happened. Speak those things that be not as though they were. You should begin your affirmations with, I am and I have, because there is no doubt in these words. But you want to say this in front of what you want. I am healthy. I have financial wealth and abundance. It's a declaration of your desired state, and you are saying that it already exists. You are acknowledging it by the use of your words and speaking it into your reality, claiming it to be your truth. Your words are powerful co-creators in the universe. So never use your voice to affirm negative things. If you are speaking without a higher awareness, then you are probably using your words to destroy yourself and to create things that you don't want in your life. Ignorance is self-destructive, and the improper use of the power of your voice causes people to manifest all kinds of things that are undesirable. Know that you have the power to change your life. Everything about you is powerful. Your thoughts, your words, your very energy. It's all how you vibrate. Being more conscious of your power and using it wisely and positively is how you will transform your life. Claim what you want and have no doubt about it. It is already your reality. You are claiming it and bringing it forth into your now for you to experience it in your everyday life. Be bold when you speak, and powerful forces will come to your aid. Speak what you want and never be afraid to ask for what you really want, because nothing is too big for the universe. You are a creator, and it's time for you to take your power back. Please share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.